Well, in the Northern Territory, the government there has already lifted a ban on fracking and now is considering lifting its moratorium on seabed mining early next year, horrifying Indigenous traditional owners and tourism operators. Apart from two small sand mining operations in Queensland and Western Australia, the controversial practice is banned around the Australian coastline. So why, the concerned groups are asking, is the government thinking of making the NT the guinea pig? Jane Barden reports.
50 kilometres off the NT's Gulf of Carpentaria coast, Groot Island hosts one of the world's largest manganese mines. Rich fingers of the black mineral reach under the ocean to the mainland. Traditional owners, including Tony Wiramarba, chairman of the island's Anandilyakwa Land Council, are appalled the NT government is considering allowing mining in the sea.
We've seen the devastation of mining company mining on the land, but when they do that, they actually go back again and rehabilitation of the areas. But out in the water, there's no guarantee.
Eight companies hold seabed mining exploration leases for manganese, bauxite, rare earths, gold and diamonds around the NT coast. To mine, they'd have to excavate or scrape the seabed using dredgers. The Northern Territory government has asked its Environmental Protection Authority to review whether it should allow its eight-year seabed mining moratorium to expire in March and seek public feedback. Sylvia Nulpadich is a Yolnu leader from Elko Island off the Arnhem Land coast.
There's a really big risk for seabed mining because most of the Yolngu people, they do not know anything about seabed mining.
The EPA's review found, quote, a lack of data is a major barrier to robust environmental impact assessment of seabed mining, and there's poor understanding of how impacts could be managed. But it's concluded while some areas should be no-go zones, in other areas impacts could be managed. There are similar recommendations to those the NT government used to lift its gas fracking moratorium. The NT Minerals Council didn't respond to an interview request. Dave McMahon runs fishing safari tours on the remote Cobourg Peninsula.
If we start to demolish those seagrass beds, you've got no dugong left, the prawn fishery is affected, and the onflow effect of that is enormous, and that would have a real impact on our business.
The NT Environment Minister is Eva Lawler.
It is complex, it is a new and a growing area possibly around the world, but we'll wait to see the information that comes back from the EPA before we make any decisions.
The EPA report said really there's not enough information to work out whether you could have seabed mining without damaging the environment. Can you even really consider it under those conditions?
I have read the report, but I'll wait to see what the feedback is. The feedback is ongoing, I think, until about the 9th of November.
Indigenous leaders want the NT government to come and brief their communities.
There is no consideration of actually coming into the community and really engaging with the Yolngu people and actually sitting down with them and talking about it in a proper way.
Eva Lawler is planning to leave that to the Aboriginal Areas Protection Authority.
That's some of their roles, to be out consulting with their communities about that.
The seabed mining plan is being considered at the same time the NT government has reduced its monitoring of marine impacts, including declining dolphin numbers. And it hasn't allocated any money outside the Environment Department's existing budget to implement its promised coast and marine management strategy.
They will prioritise funding as need be around that. There isn't a committed separate dollars or anything like that.
Traditional owners are warning the government they want their sea country properly protected from mining and other impacts.
It is our life, but it's not just for us. It is for every Australian to actually enjoy what's out in the sea.
NT traditional owner Tony Wiramarba talking to Jane Barden.